I think that within UN bases now throughout the country, but particularly in Juba, in Bor and in Malakal, the total number of civilians seeking shelter of the UN is about 85,000 as of today. But of course, this is just part of the equation. We've got well over 830,000 people who have decided to leave their homes because of the violence that took place in the country during the past weeks. And 130,000 of them have actually left the country. So within the borders, within the country, inside South Sudan, you've got about 700,000 people who are internally displaced. And yet that is only a proportion of the total number of people in need. Last week, when Valerie Amos, the United Nations top humanitarian official worldwide, was here, she met President Kiir, she met the Minister for Humanitarian Affairs and explained to them that the total number of people in need, and certainly in need of food assistance in the country, exceeded 3 million. And we've come to our calculations and we'll be issuing a paper on this in the coming days, but it looks like it's 3.7 million people who are in acute need of food assistance throughout the country. And of course, many, many millions of them will also need other sorts of assistance, whether it's blankets, water, latrines, and the like. So it's important to remember that there are really three parts to this puzzle. The people who are inside the UN bases are just one of those parts. The IDPs throughout the country, that's another part. And then the total number of people in South Sudan is really very, very high at this stage. It's almost one person in three in the country.
Can you briefly give us the health situation of these IDPs? Because reports are saying that there are outbreaks of measles, likewise acute diarrhea and malnutrition in these camps.
Well, I think as we've always said, in a situation of any camp setting or in the case of the United Nations base in Juba, yes, there are stresses which are created by the situation. Of course, the initial stress is why people came. But we have a situation of overcrowding. We have a situation where there is blistering heat. When I got back to Juba yesterday from a trip up to Unity State, I was amazed at how much hotter it was in Juba than it was in Unity. And we also have a situation where there simply hasn't been enough space to build enough latrines. But I think the other thing is that the number of people inside the UN base in Juba, both of them, you know, unfortunately, it has grown far beyond anything that we thought would be possible. Of course, we have opened our gates to people who say that they are fearful for their security. I think the ultimate solution is reconciliation. I think that the initiative taken by the Inspector General of the Police late last week is a very, very good one to help build confidence and regain trust between communities, and hopefully some people will be able to build on that and move back to their neighborhoods, even here in Juba. But at the same time, of course, we need to face the situation that we have here. And so we will do our best to make sure that there are measles vaccination campaigns as often as is needed, that there is sufficient water, that there are a good number of latrines for people to use. We'll be monitoring very closely with the local authorities the situation of health within the camp. And here I want to underline something that I think is very important to note. We have been working with the Juba Teaching Hospital very, very closely ever since this crisis broke out in the capital. And we're using national systems to monitor the situation, to look at the prevalence of diseases. The sad fact is that when you have overcrowding in a very small space, taking place at a time of the year when the temperatures are higher than ever, the probability of having a disease outbreak is very, very high. So we'll do everything we can to mitigate against that and to make sure that the people who have come to seek safety in our bases can also be healthy there.